これから2021年度第2回国連英検 C 級のリスニングテストを始めます。1、これから短い英文を10言います。英文は2回言います。よく聞いて会話が成り立つように最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number one.
My eyes are tired because I've been reading for a long time. My eyes are tired because I've been reading for a long time.
Number two. Please explain to me how to use the new washing machine. Please explain to me how to use the new washing machine. Number three.
Do you know where the hardware store is? Do you know where the hardware store is?
Number four. What would you like to be when you grow up? What would you like to be when you grow up? Number five.
How about going to the museum this weekend? How about going to the museum this weekend?
Number six. When is your appointment with your dentist? When is your appointment with your dentist? Number seven.
How heavy is this suitcase? How heavy is this suitcase?
Number eight. I'd like to celebrate his birthday. I'd like to celebrate his birthday. Number nine.
Are you interested in computer graphics? Are you interested in computer graphics?
Number 10. My teacher is kind. My teacher is kind.
Two. これから短い会話を10言います。会話は2回繰り返します。その後、会話の内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Number 11. Have you had your vaccinations yet?
Quite a while back.
Have you had your vaccinations yet?
Quite a while back.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 12.
You're getting married.
And you're invited to the wedding.
You're getting married.
And you're invited to the wedding. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 13. I'll be back early.
Let's eat out then.
I'll be back early.
Let's eat out then.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 14.
I want a day off.
Let's go see a movie.
I want a day off.
Let's go see a movie. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 15. My house needs a new roof.
I know a really great roofer.
My house needs a new roof.
I know a really great roofer.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 16.
I'm learning how to fly.
That's really interesting.
I'm learning how to fly.
That's really interesting. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 17. Would you like to marry me?
Wow! What took you so long?
Would you like to marry me?
Wow! What took you so long?
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 18.
How many books do you read a month?
Oh, I usually read a couple.
How many books do you read a month?
Oh, I usually read a couple. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean? Number 19. Could you give me a mask? I've run out.
Why, of course.
Could you give me a mask? I've run out.
Why, of course.
Question. What does the woman mean? What does the woman mean? Number 20.
Where have you been all day?
At the doctor's. Don't worry, I'm fine.
Where have you been all day?
At the doctor's. Don't worry, I'm fine. Question. What does the man mean? What does the man mean?
これから英文を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から1つ選びなさい。 途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen.
This is the story of my hearing aid. It began like this. You need a hearing aid, George, my wife Yuko said. What did you say? I said. I'm tired of shouting in your ear, George. We're going to get you a hearing aid today. Did you hear what I said? What? Get in the car. We're going shopping for a hearing aid. Before shopping, we drove to our ear doctor. He was a kind old man who gave me a series of tests and concluded that while my hearing was not bad, I would be happier with a hearing aid. He explained the various hearing aids and said the best were rechargeable and the second best used small batteries. We went to two department stores and discovered their hearing aids were uncomfortable and too expensive. Let's drive to our favorite American wholesale store, Yuko said. They sell hearing aids, and I trust them. We went to the hearing aid division of the store. I was given a series of hearing tests. I liked the rechargeable hearing aid best, even though it was expensive. Is this hearing aid too expensive? I asked Yuko. Is it comfortable? She asked. That's what is most important. It's excellent, I said. The hearing aid center here will adjust your hearing aid for free. I'm glad we did this, I said. I'm especially happy you can hear me once again, Yuko said.
Listen again.
This is the story of my hearing aid. It began like this. You need a hearing aid, George, my wife Yuko said. What did you say? I said. I'm tired of shouting in your ear, George. We're going to get you a hearing aid today. Did you hear what I said? What? Get in the car. We're going shopping for a hearing aid. Before shopping, we drove to our ear doctor. He was a kind old man who gave me a series of tests and concluded that while my hearing was not bad, I would be happier with a hearing aid. He explained the various hearing aids and said the best were rechargeable and the second best used small batteries. We went to two department stores and discovered their hearing aids were uncomfortable and too expensive. Let's drive to our favorite American wholesale store, Yuko said. They sell hearing aids, and I trust them. We went to the hearing aid division of the store. I was given a series of hearing tests. I liked the rechargeable hearing aid best, even though it was expensive. Is this hearing aid too expensive? I asked Yuko. Is it comfortable? She asked. That's what is most important. It's excellent, I said. The hearing aid center here will adjust your hearing aid for free. I'm glad we did this, I said. I'm especially happy you can hear me once again, Yuko said. Number 21. What is most important in this story? What is most important in this story? Number 22. How old is George? How old is George? Number 23. How did George and Yuko go shopping for a hearing aid? How did George and Yuko go shopping for a hearing aid? Number 24. What did George and Yuko do first? What did George and Yuko do first? Number 25. What is one thing the ear doctor did not do? What is one thing the ear doctor did not do? Number 26. What did George and Yuko find out when they went to the two department stores? What did George and Yuko find out when they went to the two department stores? Number 27. What happened at their favorite American wholesale store? What happened at their favorite American wholesale store? Number 28. What was most important about the hearing aids to Yuko? What was most important about the hearing aids to Yuko? Number 29. What made Yuko especially happy? What made Yuko especially happy? Number 30. What is the best title for this story? What is the best title for this story?
Four. これから会話を2回繰り返します。その後、内容について10の質問をします。質問も2回繰り返します。よく聞いて、それぞれの質問の答えとして最も適切なものを A、B、C、D の中から一つ選びなさい。途中でメモを取っても構いません。
Listen. Rika teaches English and American literature at a university in California.Jiro is her summer English student from Japan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. The weather is great for surfing. Are you going in after class?
What do you mean by going in?
It means to swim. Do you like to swim?
Oh, yes. Surf's up. Do you know surf's up? It's a useful expression.
Yes.But I've never thought of it as simply a useful expression. To me, it means getting into my wetsuit and heading straight for the beach. I understand you are studying Mark Twain for your graduation thesis. That's great. What are you writing about?
Finn.
What? Finn? You mean Huckleberry Finn?
Yes. It's hard to pronounce in English. I'm writing my thesis in Japanese.I'm also reading Finn in Japanese.
Huckleberry Finn. Don't you know anything except a few English expressions?
Back in Japan, all we had were useful expressions in English, plus grammar translation. We also had easy English conversations in English class. I'd like to speak natural English like you, Sensei.
You are in luck. We'll be studying short stories and poems in English.And writing about them in English. And when you feel the power of the California surf under your surfboard, you will know the full meaning of surf's up.
Will it be hard?
It will be like the California surf. Sometimes it will be easy on you, and sometimes it will knock you off your board and send you flying. I'll be like your lifeguard, never letting you drown.
I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Listen again. Rika teaches English and American literature at a university in California. Jiro is her summer English student from Japan.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. The weather is great for surfing. Are you going in after class?
What do you mean by going in?
It means to swim. Do you like to swim?
Oh, yes. Surf's up. Do you know surf's up? It's a useful expression.
Yes, but I've never thought of it as simply a useful expression. To me, it means getting into my wetsuit and heading straight for the beach. I understand you are studying Mark Twain for your graduation thesis. That's great. What are you writing about?
Finn.
What, Finn? You mean Huckleberry Finn?
Yes. It's hard to pronounce in English. I'm writing my thesis in Japanese. I'm also reading Finn in Japanese.
Huckleberry Finn. Don't you know anything except a few English expressions?
Back in Japan, all we had were useful expressions in English, plus grammar translation. We also had easy English conversations in English class. I'd like to speak natural English like you, Sensei.
You are in luck. We'll be studying short stories and poems in English and writing about them in English. And when you feel the power of the California surf under your surfboard, you will know the full meaning of surf's up.
Will it be hard?
It will be like the California surf. Sometimes it will be easy on you, and sometimes it will knock you off your board and send you flying. I'll be like your lifeguard, never letting you drown.
I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Number 31. What does Rika mean by going in? What does Rika mean by going in?
Number 32. Why does Jiro use the expression surf's up? Why does Jiro use the expression surf's up?
Number 33. Why does Rika say that surf's up is not simply a useful expression to her? Why does Rika say that surf's up is not simply a useful expression to her?
Number 34. Which writer is Jiro studying? Which writer is Jiro studying?
Number 35. Why does Jiro call the novel he is studying Finn? Why does Jiro call the novel he is studying Finn?
Number 36. After discussing Huckleberry Finn, what does Rika say to Jiro? After discussing Huckleberry Finn, what does Rika say to Jiro?
Number 37. In what language is Jiro reading Huckleberry Finn? In what language is Jiro reading Huckleberry Finn?
Number 38. What did Jiro learn in English class back in Japan? What did Jiro learn in English class back in Japan?
Number 39. How will Rika help Jiro speak natural English in their class? How will Rika help Jiro speak natural English in their class?
Number 40. Why does Rika compare English learning to surfing and herself to a lifeguard. Why does Rika compare English learning to surfing and herself to a lifeguard?